The second fatal mass shooting this week in Louisiana erupted at the Mall of Louisiana yesterday. Here's Jeff Palermo.
Baton Rouge Police Chief T.J. Moore says at 1:22 on Thursday afternoon, two groups got into an argument next to the food court and bullets started flying.
It does not appear to be just a random act of violence, but a very targeted disagreement between two groups of people.
A 17-year-old was killed in the gunfight and five other victims were injured.
Keep these families in your prayers, especially the deceased victim.
East Baton Rouge Mayor Sid Edwards praised the work of law enforcement.
This is what response time is supposed to look like. These are champions and lives are actually saved.
Cops have multiple people in custody. I'm Jeff Palermo.
Federal prosecutors have charged the man whose home Shamar Elkins fled to Sunday after shooting and killing eight children in Shreveport. The U.S. Attorney's Office has charged 54-year-old Michael Mayence with illegally possessing a firearm while being subject to a domestic violence injunction. We're told he could face up to 15 years in prison. A measure to crack down on marijuana use near school facilities advances to the Senate. The full House passed Pollock Representative Gabe Furman's bill on a vote of 59 to 34. It would increase the penalty for smoking marijuana within 2,000 feet of a school facility to up to a year in prison and a fine of up to $1,000.
What law enforcement is seeing on school campuses and during large public events like college football games is open, visible marijuana use in front of families and children with little meaningful consequence.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Sean Burns on TIX FM.